6:59. We ready? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to the Selectmen's meeting. It is Monday, June 11th, and those present, Carlton Roby.
Here.
Boyd Chivers.
Here.
Susan Young is here, and Mr. Dan will not be making the meeting. He has an excused absence. He's stuck in traffic tonight, but we have a quorum, so we can continue. I'll start with the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. I want to thank the Board of Selectmen and the public who attended the last meeting for being so respectful to everyone. I'm confident that that will continue tonight, despite any differences we may have on various issues. Everyone has a right to his or her ideas, opinions, and beliefs. We are all here to make Candia the best community it can be, and the public's input, involvement, and support are necessary and appreciated. I will start off like we did the last meeting. The board has business to do. After we're done our business, you will all be heard. Anyone who wishes to speak may comment. Everyone's voice will be heard. We are your board and we are here for you, but we have business to attend to first. Thank you very much, and again, I'm confident that the respect will continue for this meeting. First, I'm going to ask for the approval of the previous minutes of May 30th, 2018, and I'll take a motion.
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Now on, the board is going to address the appointment to fill a selectman's vacancy. And we had three people who were interested in it. We had three letters of interest. Scott Komisarek. Is it Frida or?
It's Frida.
Frida Paris and Larry Twitchell. Thank you very much for all of you stepping up to the plate and being willing to offer to serve in this capacity. What I'd like to start with is a couple of minutes, an introduction, why you think you'd like to do this, and then we'll go on and the board will discuss, make nominations, and we'll go from there. And I'll ask for anyone who wants to volunteer to go first. Is that a no?
Go ahead. Just volunteered you.
All right, here we go.
All right. Not everyone knows is I've just finished a three-year term in March. I think I have a very good sense of what the position entails, obviously. And I also think that I'm starting to get a pretty good handle on the challenges that we face as a community. So I would very much enjoy the opportunity to serve my community.
Thank you. How about, yes, we might as well start alphabetically. How's that?
First time for me. My name is Frida Paris. I've lived here for about 5 years. I have a very strong sense of civic duty, and I think it's important to influence and be involved in town government and learn about what the needs of the community are and facilitate the needs of the people and achieve a sustainable town and a sustainable region for everyone who lives here.
Great. Thank you very much. Mr. Twitchell.
Larry Twitchell. I've been in Candia for approximately 20 years. And I'd like the opportunity to serve a little bit behind what I've done in the past. Candia needs a lot of things. And there is a diversity of opinion. Having run an organization with in excess of 100 employees, I have the listening skills that enable me to serve one more time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any discussion, any nominations?
Well, I'd just like to preface my remark by saying, regardless of who we select, I would urge the other two candidates to apply in March to run for the position. That's only 10 months from now. We thank you for your interest in the job. We can only appoint the one that we feel the most qualified to serve on this board. And it's my view that Mr. Komisarek meets that requirement. He's served here for 3 years before. He's demonstrated an ability to do the job. So unless there's an objection from other board members, unless other board members would like to make a statement, I'd nominate Mr. Komisarek to fill the remainder of Mark Wahlberg's unexpired term.
Okay, we have a nomination. I'm not sure we even need a second. But I'll accept one if...
I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Are there any other nominations?
Not for myself. Mr. Dan did not ask us. When he thought he was going to be late, I will explain, he was stuck in traffic. He asked if I would postpone this, and I said definitely I would, and but now he's not going to make the meeting at all, and he didn't ask for it to be postponed, so we will finish our business. I don't have any other nominations, so I will call for a vote. All in favor of Scott?
Aye.
Aye.
Welcome back, Mr. Komisarek.
Go get sworn in.
Yeah.
Is that get sworn in and then sit? Is that
and
the
then sit, I guess deal? So.
Okay.
Find your name tag.
Get up here, Scott.
Yeah.
Raise your right
hand. And again, I want to reiterate what Mr. Chivers said. Thank you very much for offering to serve. Please, in March, please sign up for something, selectmen, anything that's open, and we really appreciate you coming here and being willing to volunteer. Thank you very much.
The regulations of the state of New Hampshire and the Constitution.
I'll let him finish that with the respect here.
You're all set. You can sit.
Whatever he wants to say.
So
anyway,
it's a little different setup now.
Yeah, you want to sit over there by Boyd or by Carlton? Or?
Yeah, you can sit right here.
I'm used to the end, but yeah.
I know, I was used to the end too, and it was suggested I moved after last meeting. So here I am. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thanks, Sue.
Departmental reports, the highway.
Okay, for the month of May, pleased to announce we had no snowstorms. No spreader runs, no plowable storms. And no mud either. So grading on Courier, Hook Road, Thresher Road, Flint Road, Podunk Road, and Tower Hill Road. Shoulder work on Sells Road and Old Manchester Road. Culvert cleaning on Brown Road and Crowley Road due to fever activity. They've moved in quite a few locations around town. Patching was done as needed, never-ending patching. Met with town engineer to work on plans for the repairs to the two North Road culverts down by Soha's Pond. Those are on their last legs, and the only thing we're going to be able to do with those is replace them with concrete box culverts because they're galvanized metal now. There's no bottoms left in them, and you know, if we do get any bad storms, they're going to be gone. So they're going to try to find us some grant money for those because they're quite costly. And we had some downed trees from a windstorm on May 5th during the night, cleaned those up. I did get the quotes on the paving. Sue had asked to get one from Continental Paving. There's quite a spread in the prices. I got one from Pike, one from Barossa Construction, and one from Continental Paving. The spread in them is about $35,000 for our total project cost. Continental came in $35,000 higher than Barossa. Barossa came in about $3,000 lower than Pike. So I guess I took everyone to show them all the work that needed to be done. So I guess it's up to the board. How would you like me to proceed with that?
The material's all the same specification?
Same spec material.
all the same, so. I mean, we've used both of the two low bidders. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's almost an even spread. I mean, it's $250,000 worth of work on all our projects, so a $3,000 difference isn't much. So.
What's your recommendation?
Either one's fine with me. I've worked with both of them. They've both worked for the town for years, so.
And either one can meet our schedule?
Yeah. Sometimes Pike's a little harder to meet the schedule just because they have a lot of bigger jobs going, but usually they've always met it, so.
Is there any other discussion?
I mean, I could call them both and ask what their availability is. I mean, seeing they're almost even in price and.
How about if we do that and leave the final decision up to Dennis using your expertise? How's.
Okay. I mean,
so if something goes wrong. Yeah.
Sometimes when we hire Pike, we get Barossa anyway.
Oh, okay.
So the work, it's the same quality. Yep. Work, so.
Okay, perfect.
So you're going to call either one?
I'll call them both and we'll. Make a decision. Okay. Let you know what I do.
Thank you, Dennis.
And that's it for me.
Police Department, Chief.
Haven't seen an uptick in domestic and juvenile calls, some alleged assaults and whatnot. We listed them down as police information since they're under investigation, so they don't show up in this log as a statistic. Mm-hmm. But they're open, active investigations. We also had some drug activity going on in town, allegedly. Some people calling us up, giving us some information and whatnot, so we are working with some outside authorities on that. We take it serious, any type of stuff like that. We don't want that kind of activity in the community. And we'll work with different agencies, drug enforcement, Manchester Police, State Police, and local Rockingham County Drug Task Force. We've consulted various individuals within those groups already on some of these things. Other than that, yeah, we're keeping busy, and things are good overall. Still a nice community.
Any questions, comments from the board?
No.
Great. Thank you very much, Chief. I'm going to put the fire and solid waste together because those are Russ's areas, and he's not here right now. And anyone in the public interested, there are papers over there that give the statistics and the data if you're interested in any of that information. So we will accept those reports if I don't have any objection as printed. And again, the public's welcome to look over the data. The next thing we're going to go on to is going to be building. Mr. Murray?
Sure. The month of May, we did 32 permits were issued. No new code enforcement cases. We'll get back to that, like we always do. Mm-hmm. Three open code enforcement cases still. We didn't close any. 86 inspections performed, 18 closed permits, COs, and 2 renewed permits. Code enforcement cases. Actually, I'm up in my neck in code enforcement cases. I haven't put them on here yet. We're gaining. I think I have a little theory with some of the new ones. A lot of people have moved out of Candia. A lot of new people have come in. They seem to think they're in northern Maine. They have regulations here. So maybe it's just a little learning curve to get the hang of it all.
Okay. Very good. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Murray, did you get a hold of somebody to cut these trees around here that needed to be cut?
He did. I did, yeah. Steve of Mr. Brown, John Brown, tree cutting. He's out of town this week, and he's going to get back with me this week. And we're going to take a look and see what he's got for a number. Cut some of these dead trees around here, like a lot of them over here where we park, and there's one out here.
Right.
I don't know how the board feels about the big pines out here. I mean, they're healthy, but maybe while they're here, we should think about that.
We should trim them out. They were nice, and they were left 20, 30 years ago when we built this facility, and they
do their purpose.
You need to need to manage your forest so it doesn't ruin the building. And secondly, the walkway, have we done anything about this walkway that...
I have two estimates on that, actually. I have two estimates on it. We have a safety meeting Thursday. I was going to bring it up at that, too. I don't know if the selectmen are aware. The sidewalk out here, if you notice, if you take a good look at it, it's in pretty rough shape. It's getting to be a dangerous situation. We've got a lot of elderly people in and out of this building. It's like an inch and a half step out there where the bricks have settled. They've been there since day one of this building. I think it would be a good idea to get it repaired before somebody gets hurt.
Were those bricks supposed to be leveled with that curb when they built it?
Yeah.
So that's all settled, but the curb hasn't.
You can see them drop right off.
Yeah, okay. And that's the safety hazard right there, where you could trip.
That's most of it,
yeah. I see.
And the broken ones and this and that, and the unsettled ones, you know, they don't settle evenly. So it'd be like all the way down through here and then up by the PD.
Mm-hmm. Could you just tear them out and replace, you know, restore the grade?
Pick them all up. New compact underneath there,
yeah.
The polymer they want to use, and then put the brick back. Some of the bricks are broken, some will have to be replaced. We can reuse most of them, the majority of them.
All right.
I've got two estimates. One came in at $17,000, the other one came in at $8,000. The $8,000 one didn't include new bricks. You can probably figure 10 by the time they get done replacing the bricks. It's not cheap, but I would say it's necessary for somebody to get started.
How many square feet are we talking about?
I don't know, off the top of my head. It's quite a bit.
All the way around there.
And Greg, I know I don't have to oversee this building any longer, but we are in need of some paint and some washing from the pollen and the trees that shadow the east end of the, in the front corner of the building.
There's quite a few trim boards around too that really should be replaced. I mean,
need paint and scraping and needs to be attended to. So,
we've got some window issues upstairs too.
Yep. So I was on that on a regular basis.
Try to keep up.
Yep. Okay.
What would you like me to do with that? Try to get some numbers, line somebody up.
Yeah.
I want that stuff fixed personally.
Right.
That's what I want done. That's what I want done. I want that stuff fixed.
Yeah. Good idea. We need to maintain our building.
Yeah, that would be great if you could get... Oh, go ahead.
Is there something you'd put out the bid, or you just get somebody in here to do it?
We're trying to get somebody local. Everybody's pretty busy, though. Well, maybe later on, and maybe before it gets cold. You know?
Why don't we just do it?
Well, my opinion is sometimes when people are busy, there's a reason for that, and if they're not busy, there's a reason for that, too. So that's just my opinion. So I'd probably try to temper that with who you get, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure you can find someone, or someone's brother or sister. So I think maybe if you do some research, that would be great, Dave, if you don't mind doing that in your spare time.
I'll get a breakdown, trim, paint.
Perfect.
And possibly replace those windows before they get trouble.
That would be perfect. Because I was also wondering, and Christine might know this, about the sign. That looks kind of shoddy to me also, the sign when you come in. Do you remember who painted that? Was that Frank Sarah?
No. Years ago, I think it was Betty Thompson's husband that
painted
that. Yeah, so it was years ago.
Okay.
Years ago, I had it touched up and Frank did it.
Frank did do it, okay. So that might be something he'd be interested in just to...
Sure,
great, thank you very much.
Also, Dave, when they're looking at the trees, I was over at the basketball court, and there's definitely a big limb there that we had budgeted for. Sue's got the Parks and Rec now, obviously, but... I just happened to be over there and looked up, and I was like, oh, yeah. That,
one of the pines? I guess I'll probably see it.
No, you'll see it. It's just a, you know, big, big limb that comes out, and it's right.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Absolutely. Very good.
And that
leaves... We're going to be all set on the tree cutting, and you want me to bring back the number, and it's going to be what it is, you know.
I would try to get some type of an estimate. And again, I don't know if you'll be able to find somebody that's available before our next meeting anyway.
Yeah.
But if you do, that would be great. The one thing I did want to add, and this leads right into it, is for Moore Park, finally we're going to get the light. Mark is going to put it up. Thank you very much, Dennis, for doing the trench or whatever it is that you had to do to facilitate that. and Mark is going to be putting it up Thursday, and the what is it, ATS? They've donated a lift. Now, I don't know if it's something that we can get the limb taken at the same time while the lift's here, because they've donated the lift, or if you need somebody specialized, but that's your area of expertise, so.
Yeah, they'll bring their own equipment.
They will. They'll bring it all and do it all in one fell swoop. Okay. That's perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Did you have a question, Colin?
No.
Okay. Let's go on to payroll checks and accounts payable. Do you mind, Boyd, doing that? Thank you.
Yeah, for the payroll for the week ending June 7th, the payroll was $27,754.94. The following week, June 14th, $17,283.33, for a total of $45,037. Accounts payable for June 7th, $523,172.17, of which the school got $450,000. Following week, June 14th, it was $22,440.42. Total disbursements of $590,649.86.
We'll take a motion to accept that as read.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Boyd. A second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Before we close the business portion, or before we get to under other business, if there are no objections, I'd like to appoint Colin Roby as vice chair, because right now we don't have one. And I'd like to appoint Scott to the planning board due to Mark's resignation. And they have a meeting, the planning board has a meeting June 20th, which is before we meet again. I'm just considering, or the reason that I'm stating that is that due to his experience, how many years did you have on the planning board when you were selectman?
A couple years.
A couple of years, and we're going to be coming into some discussion, I believe it's the 20th, the Crowley Woods, is that a situation?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You're pretty familiar with it, so
yeah.
Unless anyone else has any ideas.
Is this a permanent assignment as a planning board liaison, or is this an interim thing?
I was thinking of a permanent, if there are no objections, but I'm open to discussion.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, Scott, do you have any business before the planning board with your project up here?
I
that
do.
May present a conflict or a problem with you?
I think if I would recuse myself, I think it's pretty common in small towns for people to have projects going and also serve on board, so I would feel comfortable doing that. I did work on the master plan committee, as you know, have quite a bit of interest in planning, and I think I could be a real asset and help Rudy take this on.
Is everybody agreeable to that, to the planning board position? Okay, no objections there. How about vice chair?
I would nominate Mr. Roby to be vice chairman.
Okay.
I'll second.
You want to second that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Did you want a motion on Scott's appointment?
We can if we want, but I do have the authority to appoint that one. But we can do that because I am all about fairness. And
all right. So
how about a motion on that one, too?
Move Mr. Commissar to be our liaison to the planning board.
Okay. And I'll second that. And all in favor of that?
All right. Do I vote?
You can recuse. This is a good example of how you'll recuse yourself. Probably you're abstain. Okay. Is there any other business before we get into public comments? Any other business before the board? Okay. Anyone wishing to say anything? Any comments, questions, ideas? Did you come to talk, Hannah, about Old Home Day?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, would you like to speak now?
Sure.
Good.
I just wanted to invite the Board of Selectmen to ride in our parade this year. Elizabeth, my sister, will be kind of the overseer of the parade. But we wanted to invite you guys to, it's usually the Boy Scouts, and then I think Mike, and then the Boy Scouts, and then have you guys there.
So So what are we riding in? I mean, I guess that's not a... I'm just curious.
Yeah. We can't even get a muscle.
Yeah, really.
No, we're not really sure yet what to...
Not the cruiser?
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
Something where you guys can be, like, seeing, we'll decorate it, and... Okay. Throw up candy and
yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
You're part of the town, so.
Yes, thank you very much for the invitation. Do you want us to get back to you when Mr. Dan joins us? How many are available? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right, Dennis. Are there any other comments from the public? Yes.
Sharon DeWitt, Highland Street.
Yes.
I was just wondering, I love the fact that you asked for the comments and stuff. I feel that if we would consider, or the board would consider doing it, sort of like the school board does it, where there's a public comment in the beginning and a public comment at the end, because you have an agenda, but it really doesn't do much good for me to comment on the agenda after you've decided everything. So that might give people more of a feeling of
inclusion.
You know, yeah, or ability to actually affect anything, you know. So it's just, I'd ask that the board maybe consider that.
It's a good suggestion. And how about if we wait till Mr. Dan comes back?
Oh,
is that okay?
That
would be great. Thank you very much. Any other ideas, comments? Yes.
Will the lake at the bottom of the sidewalk be fixed also?
Oh.
The lake.
You heard the woman, Dave.
It's dry now.
It's all you. Yeah. By next spring, maybe.
Not when it goes over my sneakers.
Anyone else? Great. And again, thank you very much. I hope you consider running for another office or this office in March, because it will be vacancies. Thank you very much. That's it.
And okay, filing period starts in January. So see me and I'll give you the dates.
Yes, earlier than you might think. Anything else from the board? Great. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn at 7:30.
Ooh, is that a record?
Wow.
All those in favor, or a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much again for coming.